we are now going to examine the African presence in Stuart England. The Stuart history is very similar to Tudor history in the way in which it is presented. It is presented often as a period in time in which there was no African presence. Or, if there were Africans here, they are seen at the margins of Stuart history as automatically being slaves or strangers or foreign or in some other ways peculiar. But to understand the African presence in Stuart England, we must understand that many of those individuals who had been present in Tudor England had children who then, as they grew up, became part of Stuart history. So we find that there are African communities from St. Botolph and Aldgate and areas around central London and others in Plymouth and Bristol and Barnstable who appear to have continued from the Tudor period into the Stuart period. This is very, very important because it shows that there were English-born Africans living in Stuart England, just as we have discovered that there were English-born Africans living in Tudor England. However, there are some differences. We said that in Tudor England, there were no laws which automatically classify the African as a slave. However, by the middle of the 17th century, we can see laws being implemented in Europe which began to classify Africans as automatically slaves. And by the end of the 17th century, we can see the implementation of these laws through common law practices and some of these ideas filtering through into English jurisprudence. In other words, Africans being, on the basis of the colour of their skin, classified as slaves. One of these important laws was a law called the Code Noir in France, which classified the children born from an African slave automatically as a slave and therefore stated that the African perpetually would be a slave unless freed by their masters. And that the children born from an African woman and his master was also automatically a slave. These Code Noir or Black laws are very similar to those that were later implemented in the 18th and 19th century in the United States of America, called the Black Laws. In both cases, they attempted to segregate and separate Africans from whites and to classify the African as automatically inferior and of a lower status than their white counterparts. These laws in both countries were implemented for economic reasons and strategic ones because in both countries in the 16th and 17th centuries there was considerable integration between these populations, and in the insurrections which occurred in the United States in the 17th century and in France to a lesser extent, Africans and whites were seen to be rebelling together. And these laws were an attempt to separate the African and to give them an inferior status, to remove them from the position of being allies with their white counterparts and for the white counterparts to consider them as inferior.